Another note from the Supreme Court today, the justices took no action on a case focusing on the Trump administration's plan to end the DACA program. It shields hundreds of thousands of young, undocumented people from deportation. That non-action means the court won't be hearing the case until at least the fall. Meanwhile, the DACA program remains in effect. This is significant because President Trump had sought to insert DACA into some kind of deal to end the government shutdown. Now that looks less likely. Oh, yeah, and we've reached day 32 of the shutdown. For some communities, including the border city of El Paso, Texas, the impact is adding up. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe spoke with several furloughed workers in El Paso. Monica, these furloughed workers, they were at a meeting with two members of the U.S. House of Representatives. What was that meeting like?
Yeah, so two freshman congresswomen, Veronica Escobar and Xochitl Torres Small, their districts are both along the U.S.-Mexico border in West Texas and southern New Mexico, respectively. They met with several federal worker union representatives and the head of the food bank in El Paso. The two congresswomen wanted to hear their concerns as the shutdown drags on for a fifth week now. Representative Escobar repeated some strong words she heard from a psychiatrist who works for the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Please stop calling it a shutdown. The government's not shut down. We're all going to work. We're just not getting paid. If you want to shut the government down, shut her down and let all of the prison guards go home for a day. Let all the TSA agents go home for a day, CBP, ICE, you name it, and then you'll feel what a shutdown is really like. That was so profound.
Veronica Escobar there, as well as Representative Torres Small. Are they both Democrats?
Yeah, so Escobar represents El Paso, a border city that has had the kind of steel fencing that the president wants to build for close to a decade now. While the fence has helped reduce crime and foot traffic in some neighborhoods, it still hasn't stopped migrant families from coming across. Most of these families aren't trying to evade Border Patrol agents. Instead, they walk right up to them. And within El Paso city limits, the steel fence is a short distance north of the actual border. So these migrants can walk onto U.S. soil before ever approaching the wall. So in that sense, it doesn't really serve as a deterrent.
And what did the furloughed federal workers have to say to these two lawmakers from Washington?
Well, I talked to union representatives from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This is the agency that staffs the official ports of entry where millions of people cross into the U.S. from Mexico legally. They also inspect the commercial traffic coming across. And I should note, U.S.-Mexico trade is worth more than $500 billion annually. These officers are not only working without pay, they say they're working overtime several days in a row. There's been a longstanding shortage of customs officers, and their union says the shutdown only exacerbates an already bad situation. They tell me a batch of new recruits, for example, was set to start their training this year, but that was called off due to the shutdown, and these new recruits were sent home. The president talks about a wall stopping illegal drugs at the border, but the majority of those drugs are actually smuggled through these official ports of entry where these customs officers work.
Yeah, right. Or through the tunnels that we saw El Chapo's cartel build.
Yeah, these go underneath the ground, underneath any kind of fencing or barrier.
And it's not just federal workers, right, that are feeling the pain. You also spoke to a local food bank, which receives funding from the federal government.
Correct. The CEO of the El Paso Food Bank, her name is Susan Goodell. She says the food bank provides 35,000 meals for people in need daily. And a third of their food comes directly from the federal government. So does a quarter of their annual funding. The people they feed include both low-income seniors and children at 182 schools who rely on free breakfast and free lunch. All of this is at risk during the shutdown. Not only that, they've also begun to see federal workers show up at their doorstep.
Every food bank in this country is feeling the exact same pain. All of us are deeply concerned about where the food will come to supply the people already in need, but also the federal workers who are coming to our doors needing additional food.
Also, Goodell said some federal workers feel embarrassed about going to a food bank. And her message to them is, don't be. That's what they're there for.
That's reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso telling us about the effects of the partial government shutdown at the U.S.-Mexico border. Monica, thank you very much.
You're welcome.